What's happening locally? The news.
And let us do that. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Before the first rays of the sun had risen, Panama awoke on Wednesday to the good news of its removal from the list of high-risk countries for money laundering and terrorist financing. The decision, approved by the European Parliament, which met from its headquarters in Strasbourg, France, closed a cycle after the country was previously removed from the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, grey list in October of 2023. This was after complying with recommendations for greater financial transparency and rigorous measures to prevent international financial crimes. Reactions were swift, from the President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, to deputies, economists, businessmen and bankers celebrating the country's exclusion from this discriminatory list. Today, the European Union voted to remove Panama from its list of high-risk countries. This is recognition of the serious work we are doing as a country, the President said on the social media platform X, attaching the statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I appreciate and I acknowledge the teamwork put in to remove Panama from the European Union's money laundering list, to the European Union presidents who helped, to the presidency of the European Commission, to the European political leaders who supported us, to the foreign ministry team led by Foreign Minister Martínez Acha and Vice Foreign Minister Hoyos, to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Affairs Minister Chapman and his technical team, to Ambassador Ángel Riera in Brussels. In short, to everyone who made an effort towards this achievement, now let's continue working for Panama and continue enhancing its good name around the world. Thank you, said President Moreno. So, let's take a look. What are the advantages? Well, Panama's exclusion from the list of high-risk jurisdictions for money laundering and terrorist financing brings significant benefits to the country, including improving international reputation. It strengthens Panama's image as a reliable and transparent destination for business and investment. This achievement not only strengthens Panama's image in the international community, but also opens new doors for us to attract investment, said economist Eric Molino Ferrer. Greater confidence of foreign investors. Now, the removal from the list does create a more favourable environment for attracting international capital. It's a clear sign that Panama is moving seriously and decisively toward a more competitive, reliable and globally connected economy, added Molino Ferrer. The facilitation of financial and commercial transactions, additionally enhanced due to diligence measures, which are being eliminated in transactions with European entities, streamlining processes and reducing costs. The Ministry of Economy and Finance emphasized that the exclusion will strengthen the country's reputation and facilitate financial and commercial transactions, and that it also reflects the international community's confidence in the reforms implemented and in Panama's ability to ensure transparency and effective cooperation, also technical compliance and overcoming political obstacles. Vice Foreign Minister Carlos Hoyos explained that Panama met all the required technical requirements, including reporting, registration of beneficial owners and accounting controls, although it was acknowledged that the delay in exclusion was due to political factors. This issue became a race to the limit, but we have overcome both issues, it was emphasized. Global positioning and reputation. Hoyos emphasized the importance of the exclusion for the country's global reputation. The message to the world is that Panama is back. For a group as serious as the European Union to recognize us and remove us from the list that we've been on since 2015. It's a great achievement that we must promote internationally, he said. And boosting the competitiveness of the financial and logistics center. Panama will be able to better position itself compared to other financial centers in the region and in the world. Strengthening foreign trade, because it simplifies imports and exports, which contributes to sustained economic growth. And also recognition of national efforts. It reflects the country's commitment to international standards to prevent money laundering and terrorist financing, economist Carlos Arruz emphasize that this achievement is recognition of the serious work we're doing as a country. Also, opportunity for further improvement. He recalls for maintaining and deepening reforms to ensure transparency, stability, and sustainable development, Arus called for learning from this situation so as not to return to any list and for competing for transparency, accountability, and doing things right. In conclusion, this decision is not only a diplomatic and technical achievement, but also an opportunity for Panama to consolidate its position as a competitive and a reliable country in the global marketplace. The director of the National Institute of Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, this is Rutilio Villarreal, confirmed that the entity will directly contract the company to handle the disinfection processes of the water network. 360 kilometers of pipes that supplies drinking water to families in the provinces of Los Santos and Herrera. According to Villarreal, this direct procedure will be carried out as an emergency due to the pollution situation recorded last June in the La Villa and Estebania rivers, which serve as the main source of raw water for the Rufino Alfaro, La Villa, and Roberto Rey Nachitre water treatment plants. The director of IDAN indicated that these tasks are not included in daily operations, so staff cannot dedicate themselves to disinfection work, as they must continue to maintain operations nationwide. Therefore, this is why it will be outsourced. The disinfection work will be carried out at 4 water treatment plants, a process that will be supervised by the agency. Villarreal explained that this contract will be executed under Law 22 of Public Procurement under the urgent procurement modality and will have an estimated cost of $1.2 million. This process must be uploaded to the Panama Compra portal, Villarreal added. So far, 7 companies have been invited to submit proposals, and the selected company is expected to begin operations immediately due to the emergency. The Director of Electoral Organization for the Tribunal Electoral, Ruben Dario Gonzalez, reported on Wednesday that 9 requests have been submitted for the recall of elected officials. Arihana Mayor Stephanie Peñalba, Vamos Coalition Representative Paulette Thomas, and Mixed Party Representative Manuel Cheng, former Vamos member, are among those sought for recall, Gonzalez confirmed on Wednesday. There are also recalls filed against the Deputy Mayor of Arihan, Oliver Joel Rios. The processes also affect mayors and district representatives in West Panama and the interior of the country. In Chiriquí, the mayor of Baru, Franklin Valdez, faces a recall process, according to the Tribunal Electoral. In Arihan, West Panama, the representative of Bacamonte, Jose Enrique Perez, and his alternate, May Gualida Sanchez, as well as the representative for Juan Demosthenes, Rosa Mena. Raquel Moyo and her alternate, Salvador Lobos, are facing recall requests. As for authorities elected through political parties, there are no recall processes as they follow a different process. However, just yesterday, Tuesday, the Tribunal Electoral published a modification to the decree governing the recall process. To revoke the mandate of an elected official, the process begins at the Tribunal Electoral's Organization Directorate, and if the request from the citizen seeking revocation is accepted, a notification period then follows for the authority to be revoked. Who has the right, by the way, to appeal? The information must also be notified to the Electoral Attorney General's office. If the process moves forward, a process to collect signatures from citizens who support the recall is authorized. For the recall to be effective, 30% of the signatures of the citizens registered on the electoral roll of the corresponding constituency at the time of the election must be collected. The Ministry of Housing and Land Use Planning, MIVIOT, has received the green light to begin delimiting the area of influence for the Panama-David Railway construction project. Through Executive Decree No. 2 of the 8th of July, it was established that everything related to the land where the train line will pass must be coordinated between Miviot and the National Railway Secretariat. Likewise, all municipalities located within the sphere of influence were instructed to collaborate with both entities to ensure the project's development. The National Railway Secretariat will also request the Comptroller General of the Republic and the Directorate of Patrimonial Assets of the Ministry of Economy and Finance to determine within a period of no more than 90 days, starting on the 8th of July, the maximum market value for the purchase and sale of areas of sectors within the route of the railway project. This value will be reviewed and updated every 24 months to reflect the reality of the area, states the decree. The Panama David Border Train project is valued at between $4 billion and $4.5 billion. It includes a total of 475 kilometers of railway between Panama Pacifico and the city of David in the province of Chiriquí. It will have 14 stations located at the following locations: Ciudad de la Salud, Obrook, Panama Pacifico, La Chorrera, Chami Coronado, Rio Hato, Benonome, Divisa, Santiago, Sonar, San Felix, David, Bugaba, Paso Canoas, Frontera. And last but not least for today, fuel prices are going to decline starting tomorrow in the morning. This is according to the National Energy Secretariat. 95-octane gasoline is going to drop 1 cent per litre and will sell for 92 cents. Meanwhile, 91-octane gasoline will also decrease by 1 cent and will sell for 87 cents per litre. Low-sulfur diesel, meanwhile, will maintain its current price of 84 cents per litre. These new prices are, say, effective from 6 a.m. tomorrow, the 11th of July, going through to the 25th of July. And that's it then. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories compiled for you for, locally, for today's programme.